This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This was my favorite Planet Earth episode, the one about spatial awareness.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Mike, I'm going to be honest with you. Last week's episode was pretty good.
Yeah, you want to take a break this episode?
Yeah, can we take a break?
Yeah, we can
from
get serious.
From being funny?
We can get serious on that. I won't laugh once
can
this
I,
episode.
So I was going to be... So, you know, Owen... So last night, Owen was asking me what my the rest of my week looked like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one. And he was like, what do you got going on tomorrow, man? I was like, well, I got this shoot later on in the afternoon. And then after that, I'm going to be recording Paranormal Activity VR game with Rob. Are you going to can you do that tonight?
That's tonight?
Tonight.
I think so.
Oh, great.
I could be in the background and
Yeah. You don't have to participate. The problem is it's going to be nighttime.
So everything's going to be
scary. It's going to be 10 times scarier. So looking forward to that. But so I was telling Owen that. And I was like, and then Friday I got this and that and that. And Owen was like, and you're recording Dynamic Banter when?
Mm.
And I was like, oh, whoops.
To be fair, I was still riding high off of last week.
Dude, that's the point I kind of wanted to get to, which was like, I thought, because we had just got done playing Friday the 13th last night.
You're not wrong.
And we were having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was like midnight 30, maybe 1 a.m. And
half midnight.
Maybe half midnight. Quarter till half midnight.
Quarter past the start of midnight.
Quarter past hair of the dog a bit yet. So it was very late at night, and I was like, fuck, Thursdays, it's Thursday right now, while we're recording this, even though it's Friday to you people listening to this. Thursdays are usually, like, the last possible day we can record Dynamic Banter.
Uh-huh.
And it is actually the last possible day to record Dynamic Banter.
Yeah, because it goes up early the next day.
And
if it doesn't go up early, people get mad, especially you at me.
Yeah, exactly. Week. Yeah, we get mad at ourselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, on a good week, a Dynamic Banter will be recorded on, like, a Tuesday
morning.
Ooh, feels good.
Wednesday morning.
It feels good when you do it on a Wednesday morning.
Everything. I've said that about YouTube stuff for years.
Yeah.
If you get stuff done like 2 days in advance YouTube video.
It's like dipping your brain into a warm jacuzzi.
It is. But that jacuzzi is filled with the stuff that goes around ice cream at Dairy Queen and forms a hard shell.
Yeah.
Never get the cherry kind.
Have you gotten that?
Yeah. That was a mistake.
It was like a cherry
because
shell?
It looks really good because it's bright red.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't taste good at all.
What does it taste like? It
tastes like bad.
Okay. So anyway, I was thinking last night once Owen was like, shit, when are you going to record? And in my brain, Mike, and I don't know if this is the start of me getting sick of this podcast.
Oh, no.
But, you know, the start of it, because now we're like into it.
Yeah.
But in my brain, I was like, there was just a small voice that was way back in the back room.
Saying, I'm going to kill Mike.
No, that one's further back. This one I could hear. The other one isn't loud enough yet. This one was yelling at the top of its lungs, but very far down a hallway in my brain, and it said, Didn't we just record Dynamic Banter, dude?
I like how the voice in your head needed to get your attention again in the middle real quick.
Yeah, because my like regular works, my like Priority Works, which is my favorite movie company that makes animations.
Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah, my Priority Works were working on like, oh fuck, it's 1 a.m. Oh fuck, we have to record tomorrow. Oh fuck, like, you know, all that stuff was up front.
Yeah,
and this voice was like, dude, we ju- We just recorded one.
Literally just stop, press record to stop it.
Yeah.
I absolutely have the same everything.
Yeah.
And to further your point, I had, what day did I edit the, because the hour long video just came out.
Yeah.
I like didn't just do, okay, an hour, we turn the camera on.
That's
and
a
then
whole.
I edit the beginning and at the end. I edited the whole thing and I added like a lot of additional things.
Yeah.
And then I released.
You made it special.
Yeah. I released the teaser the night before. So there was something that day. There was something the next morning. And now we're doing this again.
So it's even more.
Which is why every
you.
Episode isn't filmed. And I'm so sorry. But until we get a team of people.
Yeah.
Which is never going to happen.
I mean, I won't say never, but, you know.
That would be great. Imagine if there was like a team of people. So we would film the thing.
Yeah.
And then there would always be a video. And it would always have a lot of stuff in it. And it would always have a lot of like care given to it.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Sometimes you don't have the enough time to give the proper amount of care to the thing and then the thing suffers, and I always want this to be like good and fun.
Well, that's why like the best thing about the podcast for me is that like it's very low maintenance. Mm-hmm. The podcast itself is very low maintenance.
Yeah,
like there's no homework, there's no
research,
very little post-production,
no memorizing names.
In fact, Brett Register blew my goddamn mind with The Lost Show.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, because we do it on the last possible moment sometimes too. Ours goes up Monday mornings and we sometimes record Sunday evenings.
Humble brag.
But he was like, dude, I'm sorry, man. Like, I'm sorry you got to do that because you got to put it up Monday morning. And like, you know, I'm sorry that we do it the night before. And I was like, nah, it's fine. He's like, what about that post-production, man? Like, that must suck, right? And I was like, nah, just, you know, I pull it off the memory card, put it into Final Cut. Don't ask why I'm using Final Cut. Yeah. And I put up I match up the intro music and the HeadGum intro, and then put the HeadGum outro in an outpoint, export, convert to MP3 in iTunes, and then I put on Spreaker through the MP3 format.
Yeah. It's like your eyes were having a tug of war and you didn't know how to react to it.
And so Brett was like, dude, why don't you just play the, excuse me.
Is that a fart?
Why don't you just play the HeadGum track and your music as like a live thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God.
You just shaved.
Fuck. Yeah.
At least 45
minutes. Yeah. It like, I was like, oh fuck. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. So here's what.
That's what radio shows do.
Yeah, I know.
Smart. They've been doing that since the beginning, even before radio. They've been playing the intro music live.
Where did I have it? I want to see if I have my
You can come see me do stand-up.
Oh, I just played it. I just played it straight from the Final Cut. Never mind. I thought I had it in my soundboard, but never mind. Anyway, so it blew my mind. But yeah, I mean, you're right. If we had like a little team, then it would be even easier for us, you know. But like you were like crunching on this video edit.
Yeah, man. All day.
You were chewing on it.
Little all day. I was chewing on it. But I like it a lot. I like doing it. And I like, I wish I had more time to do that. Even, and maybe this will be like my retirement plan, but I wish I could do that for like other people.
Yeah.
You have to really like the other people to listen.
Oh,
to
yeah.
That's why I would never like force editing of our podcast on anyone.
Does that mean Autumn doesn't like us anymore?
Yes.
So what I want to do is eventually. What I want to do is you know, conceivably this podcast, Mike and I just made a recent discovery that I don't want to like. You know, but I think this recent discovery could potentially lead to Dynamic Banter 2.0.
I was just about to say, in jest, starting a new podcast as a ridiculous suggestion.
Well, dude, I actually, like, am already thinking about starting another podcast.
Oh, no. I'm out.
It's, I mean, you don't worry. You don't have to do anything.
I don't know if I'm, what is this? What is this? Okay, great.
Squeeze it. Is there a horn in there? We don't have to open it. Give me that. There's.
Try to squeeze it.
Okay, no, there's no horn in there.
Great.
All right, let's go. Nice. But
thank you, Owen.
Yeah, there might be a dynamic banter 2.0, so to speak. With
it's about soda podcast.
No, I mean I'm kind of like in speaking to the to your comment about, you know, if we had a team, we could have like someone who edits our videos, and then we could have, you know, maybe even like guests, more guests.
Yeah,
you know, we could have someone help us with the post production on the show.
Yeah, get a light in here.
It'd be nice to get one light in here. You know, when I got this apartment, I didn't know there weren't windows.
I mean,
I just
it's hard to miss.
I know, but when they turn on all the lights, you can't. Every appointment was an evening appointment with all the lights on.
Somebody turned off the lights outside.
It was as if.
And then made you an appointment.
I just, it's my fault. But so, the, but yeah,
Dynamic
so,
Banter 2.0.
Yeah, is, I'm thinking.
We're having a production meeting on the,
well, I'm thinking,
on the show.
Well, I'm thinking Dynamic Banter 2.0 is more of like an internal description of it, but it would be like sprucing it up.
So
you
it's
know,
a tree podcast.
Like maybe, dude, maybe like the thing is maybe there is a world where Dynamic Banter is like a tiny little LLC. And uh-huh. We've got a team.
We got a lawyer.
We've got a lawyer.
We've got two lawyers. They have a podcast,
and they're the ones answering all the emails from the sponsors that are like, "Why were you playing gagging sounds over a food sponsor?" Because we're gonna tell you that that's not. That's not.
You shouldn't. It implies the wrong thing because Blue Apron Food is not gag worthy.
No, no. But
I just think it's gagging's sound that it's its own fault that it's a funny sound.
It is its own fault.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be so funny. We won't play it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like but like it really came from a place of just wanting to make jokes.
Yeah.
Mike, let's talk about spatial awareness.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to our segment on spatial awareness.
This is where you should put the intro music.
Sorry,
this week.
What?
This is where you should put the intro music this week. At this point,
Mike and I we're introducing a new segment on the show, and it's called spatial awareness. Mike,
don't try to fade it out and go into it casually like that. Like, that's not ridiculous music.
It really is ridiculous.
And welcome back. Like, it's run of the mill. Like, we're kind of sick of the segment by now. Welcome back.
Yeah, like, we ignore the music. The music's not funny anymore.
Everybody listening is like, I'm tired of this spatial awareness bit.
You know how everyone has that that like confidence in themselves,
mm-hmm.
in themselves,
in their shelves.
In their shelves. You know how everyone puts confidence up on a shelf?
Yeah.
You know how everyone's like cocky about their own abilities? Like, I'm a great driver.
Yeah, okay.
And when things get kind of hairy on the freeway, I know exactly what I'm doing.
I can handle a car and some hair.
I can handle a car covered in hair. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like someone who's like, when things start to, like when something, let's say an imminent accident, which is my favorite Who album, is about to occur. And then you know how like people react differently to imminent accidents?
Yeah. The album.
Yeah, they reacted differently to it. Yeah. Like Kurt Loder said, it wasn't that great.
And then Tabitha Soren happened to like it.
But Pauly Shore. But so like some people will see like a reckless driver, mm-hmm. which was my favorite Katy Perry song.
you gotta just go.
Or was it Lady Gaga? Maybe it was...
No, it was the one about driving like a lion.
That's the one. Swinging from a chandelier in a car. So the one where it's like, wow, man. Dude, we were just
Miley
talking.
Cyrus.
We were just talking. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. You and I were just doing to music what what you do to movies. When people ask you about movies, is that the one where
you make it out like I hate movies?
No, it's not
so
that you
much.
Hate them. It's just that
just
you,
because
you
I
have...
fell asleep three times
no,
last
not...
time I saw one.
I'm not saying that you hate it. I'm just saying that you have such a severe lack of movie knowledge
yeah.
that you've turned it into a joke.
That's bullshit. Ask me anything about PCU or League of Their Own.
Well, it's like, I'll be like, Mike, you've seen the Rocketeer. And you'd be like, yeah, that's the one where
that's the awful Disney
Christopher
movie.
Walken and also Howard Hughes, and they go off on an adventure with milk. Like, that's your, like, you, you'll, like, you'll go,
right.
like, a movie you don't recognize at all, you'll still attempt to, like, be knowledgeable of that movie.
Yeah. I'll do my best to keep you in a conversation you want to be in.
Well, it's because you're a funny boy, and you're a yes-andsman, and,
that's a great, I would much rather be called a yes-andsman than an improvisational.
Than a funny boy, okay. What about a Chris Hansman? Chris Hansen.
I don't want to.
So, like, what was the thing? Dude, I need to bring this up to you. In the last episode, mm-hmm. I think it was the last episode, we mentioned Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy, yeah.
And you said in that movie about the PVC pipes?
Yeah.
What is that?
PCU.
Okay, so there it is. Cool. Cleared up.
You shouldn't have laughed that hard if you didn't know what I was talking about. Did you just laugh out
because
of ridiculousness?
Because I thought, because I thought you were
you
just...
You can't start giving me pity laughs on this podcast.
No, that wasn't a pity laugh.
That's the first of many last straws.
No, I laughed because I thought you were doing that thing where you make up what you think a movie is about.
No, I really know a lot about that movie.
PCU.
And
so can I just say, though, Mike, I barely know anything about PCU.
Oh, it's like my
favorite
movie, man.
And I didn't know Jeremy Piven was in it.
Oh, yeah. That's like his... That's how I know Jeremy Piven. That's his character in that... You would love that movie.
Oh,
we
yeah.
should watch
I mean,
that
I,
together.
I, you know what, man? I probably saw it when it aired on Comedy Central 43 times in a row.
It was on 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to tape it. Off of that channel, piracy.
Humble brag. I had a way to capture things I saw on TV onto a magnetic tape.
We were rich.
So you know how some people have, because we're still talking about spatial awareness. So you know how some people have that thing where you could see an accident happening ahead of you and everyone reacts differently?
Yeah.
Like, some people slow the fuck down, like, miles back.
Yeah, I do that. When I see brake lights, I hit brake lights.
But, like, some people hit the brake lights an impossible amount back.
Very from, too far.
Yeah, way too far. And it's
off
like, what are you doing, man?
Are you
scared? Do you see ghost cars that I don't see?
Yeah.
Like, what's going
on? Are cars spawning for you?
Yeah.
And my internet's a little behind?
Yeah. Am I lagging?
Yeah.
Are you lagging?
Oh. Steve? Welcome back.
So some people react differently to situations like that. Mm-hmm. And so in regards to spatial awareness, I have this feeling that, like, I have this sense. I have this spatial awareness sense. So cars was kind of like the extreme example of that, but that was a way to just kind of establish what I'm talking about, sort of.
Sure.
Now let's move it into just kind of like human spatial awareness.
Bubbles.
Human bubbles. So for me, it's like, I'm aware of my wing spread.
Sure. That's great.
I'm aware of what I'm able to reach and what I'm able to not reach.
Yeah.
I'm a 5'6". I'm a tall 5'6". And so
on the higher side of 5'6".
I'm on the tall height of 5'6".
Yeah.
And I understand what I can and can't reach.
Yeah.
and I've known this for years, and I'm aware of it.
Let's test it out. That window right now.
Okay, can't reach it.
Okay, from checks here, out.
Because there's no windows here. So even if there was one, I wouldn't be able to
Welcome
reach
back
it.
To spatial awareness. But,
it's just that this early in the morning, there's like a phlegm.
I was just wondering what time it was.
It's 10:43.
Yeah, see, this is the...
It's just a morning thing.
Yeah, but if it's an every morning thing, then it's a lifetime thing.
Well...
It's a lifestyle thing.
Well, let's talk about it then.
Were you done? Welcome back. I got hit with a shopping cart.
Yeah.
In a Target.
So that's because... that's because... that woman... was not aware of her spatial awareness.
No. It blew my mind. I've been hit with a shopping cart in Whole Foods before.
Yeah.
Smaller quarters.
Yeah.
There's no... The Target is the gymnasium of department stores. There's so much space.
Yeah, yeah.
You could.
It's wonderful.
It's time.
It's you wonderful could, how much could, space there is.
I've said it since Target opened up. Look at all the space. Not only do they have great deals, but they have great... space.
There was an article in the New York Times when Target first opened in 1923, I think, and they were like, wow, what a bunch of space.
Yeah, NASA actually studied Target for a while.
Yeah, NASA said so you can space. See it from space. You can see how much space they have from space.
You can see the Earth from the inside of a Target. That's how much space
there's
there
only
is.
Two things that you can see from space. The Great Wall of China and how much space there is in a Target.
So how do you hit someone with a shopping cart?
That's what I'm saying.
How do you hit some? How do people in LA go hiking? Constantly. So good at walking outside on a mountain, but be so shitty at walking next to a person in a Target.
Because when you're in a Target, you're not thinking of anyone else. It's kind of like, hate to bring it back to automobiles, but when you're in a car, you're also barely thinking about anyone else. You're in your little bubble, and you've got to get to that store so fast. They close at 6.
Target closes at 6.
It's 5 p.m. and you're trying to get there and you don't care about
you
anybody
You live an
else.
Hour away from the Target.
Yeah, you left at 5. Weird.
That's you know that's rush hour.
But you wanted to get a breath of fresh air in that amount of space. Yeah. You want to get a big old whiff of that space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're in there and you're in your car or you're in a department store and you're not... You're trying to get to where you're trying to get to.
Yeah.
That woman's day was more important than your day, Mike.
So you're saying, and I get that. I've spaced out. I space
yeah,
out
yeah,
all the time.
Sure.
But you think that's that type of a thing?
I think
if somebody
that,
bumps into you or crashes into your car in broad daylight or in the broad space of a Target,
yeah.
Then it's because that they are actively not thinking about anyone but themselves.
Yes. I think there's maybe one of three potential reasons why that happens. Mm. One could be a various state of inebriation.
Uh-huh.
Whether drunk, high, what
Xanax.
Have you. Sure.
Just came off a Xanax.
Just coming down off that Xanax.
Yeah.
That X is... Or it's like you don't care about anyone around you, uh-huh. And you are just thinking about your goal for that moment.
Yeah.
Or you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, I think it's mostly a combination of the...
Yeah.
Two and three... They're all equal.
The thing is two and three... Well, I guess if you're... Well, you're not a piece of shit if you're inebriated. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're inebriated...
No. If you're doing everything in conjunction.
Yes. If you're doing all three, then you are... Then you're definitely a piece of shit. But
if you're
I think...
Yeah, go ahead.
I think ignoring everyone else around you and just focusing on your task... And being a piece of shit are very close to each other.
Yeah. Because that's what being a piece of shit is. Is not really having empathy or the ability to like see something from another person's perspective. And I appreciate your restraint on that.
Mike actually witnessed me instinctively reach for the horn, like almost go to the horn. But then I was like, this is a good point. That's how quick my brain went to. This is a good point. So I don't want to like distract you with the horn.
You don't want to, because as soon as the horn goes, no one thinks about the point that
it's
was
over.
Made.
Yeah, they just laugh at the horn.
You know what the horn is? It's the opposite of like black space in a documentary. You know how somebody says some shit in a documentary, then it cuts to black.
Yeah,
they do that so you think about what that last person just said. Yeah. The horn's the opposite of that. The horn's the thought eraser.
Yeah,
that's what they used before when Men in Black first started, before they had neuralizers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, gather around. What you saw here was just a government test.
I'm sorry. Where are we? Are we in a Target?
Did you guys hear a horn?
There's so much space in here.
I feel like a bunch of shit just happened before that sound.
Hey, no wonder there's aliens in here. We're in a Target.
There's so much space. Of course there's aliens.
We're an outer Target.
Do you ever think about how...
Dude, that's the Target. The logo
is in orbit. Yeah, it's orbit. It's forever. Have you ever thought about how there's so much of Target we haven't seen and explored? That of course there'd be aliens.
Scientists have said that we've only actually discovered 12% of a Target. Do you know how good the deals must be the deeper you go?
That's the thing. It's like, we'll never know. Like, in our lifetime, Mike,
most of
we'll
the deals are
know.
Crushed by the atmosphere.
I just wish I could live long enough to see every part of Target.
The prices are crushed by the atmosphere.
What if that was...
Oh, God.
What if that was the next evolution of, like, a retail, like, establishment?
What do you mean?
Like... That's the gimmick that will get people to like, because right now it's like things like Amazon.com and even like any other kind of like, you know, Walmart, whatever, you can order online and have everything sent to your home.
Yeah.
I feel like in the future, like maybe we won't even have department stores. Hot take. You know, I'm thinking maybe
you might be right.
You know, and so I'm thinking like somebody's not going to benefit from that. There are people who have a lot of money in retail.
I just realized that my favorite Transformer is probably Amazon Prime. Started thinking about the robotics behind department stores.
Well, you're being a shithead. Because you're only thinking about your...
And I'm coming down off a couple Xanax.
So I'm thinking like the next gimmick. Because, you know, like 3D was kind of like the movie theaters... And, well, 3D kind of came from like movie directors that were like that love the cinema and are excited about technology and
love giving people headaches more.
Well, no, they were thinking of a way to get people back to the theaters because there's like a low attendance in theater going because people have Netflix and chill and they have piracy and
they sit home and they finger each other.
And movies are expensive now, so. You know, like, there's obviously reasons to not go to the movie theater. And so directors and tech people were thinking, like, okay, how do we get people back to the movie theater? Mm-hmm. And, you know, 3D was kind of like, you know, in a way for them to do that, as well as, like, kind of like the 4D experience where the chair moves and they spray, like, pine smells.
Sure. What's that, slime?
What is that, slime? Yeah. Wow, that's a deep throwback, dude. That was like an itch in my brain I had to like get in there and scratch.
Yeah, I still remember that day like it was yesterday.
So I feel like in the way that 3D is like the way that they brought people back to the movie theaters, like could a store that is impossible to completely explore ever be the next... evolution of retail shopping.
I think we're seeing it right now with what's happened with the Target.
Costco's
very big.
Costco's like...
But you don't want to discover what's in a Costco.
No.
Costco's only like, I need 750 cups.
Yeah.
And so you go to Costco and you don't even really look at anything else. You see things on the way to the cups, but that's about as far as it goes.
I want more.
No one ever browses in a Costco is what I'm saying. No one's ever like, I'm a little hungry. I'm gonna think I'm gonna swing by Costco.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's dumb. You'll be dead.
When you're looking for the more than what your car weighs in Goldfish crackers, you go to Costco.
Oh my God. Imagine being stoned and going to Costco. That's
dude, the samples. The samples.
Do they do samples?
Oh, are you
I was
nuts?
Never at Costco. We didn't have, we weren't okay, a part of the club.
Same, mm-hmm. but I had friends who had a Costco membership, mm-hmm. and now anyone can go into a Costco.
Is that right?
Yes. Mm. But you have to, like, if you want to buy groceries, you have to have a membership. But you
Wait
can
a
go
minute.
In.
Do they just let you go in?
Well, yeah, because they have, like, a pharmacy in there, and they have, like, a little snack bar type thing. And
what if
have,
there was
like,
somebody going in there for, like blood thinners or something?
They're like, we're sorry, no, sir.
We got to take your picture and put it on this little...
You know, I don't know. I don't know, actually. Maybe they've changed that. Maybe there's, like, a fee, a Robert fee you have to pay.
Maybe, because that was Costco's whole thing, right?
Yeah, that there was a club. Be,
it was like Burger King in that
so,
way.
But you're right. Like the King's Club, Burger King Kids
Burger
Club.
King
the
Kids Club.
King's Kids Club.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I also didn't, but when I did go in, uh-huh. they had, oh, baby boy. I'm talking 12 setups. I'm talking 12 little kiosks.
Yeah, filled with samples?
That baby girls and baby boys are serving samples. uh-huh. To just about anybody you can imagine.
All right.
And I'm talking like, you want to try out this new hummus?
Ooh, hummus.
And these garlic pita chips.
Ooh, and intertwined?
Together, yeah. Try that.
Okay.
What do you think?
There's too many of them.
Okay.
I don't need this many. Where excuse can me, I go to just get one?
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
Come on over here.
Okay.
You know what I got here? I got...
Hold on.
I've got four... what I have here...
Now I'm closer now.
What I have here is four cheese macaron.
Uh-oh. Could you tell me what cheeses are included in the
yeah,
four cheese
sure,
macaron?
Of course. Mozzarella.
Oh, that's my favorite, and you know it is.
Cheddar cheese.
I love cheddar. Is it I love when it's aged.
Mozzarella.
Okay, nice. That's more of a made up sounding cheese.
Mozzarella.
All right, I don't charge the okay, go ahead.
Parmesan.
Why are you only saying like 33% of the word?
Parmesan.
Permissium cheese.
Permission granted cheese. Permission to come aboard cheese.
That's a pass. I'm going to go to the Teddy Grahams.
Hold on. Topped off with crumbled bacon.
And I'm back in.
Crumbled bacon. Now I'm back in.
Now I'm back in.
Back in. but yeah, dude, those samples are fucking glorious, dude. You could just go to a Costco. Like, take Zoya to a Costco one of these days.
Okay.
And just walk around.
Okay. It doesn't seem, I feel like almost everything is more fun than that.
They've also got this thing at their little food court called a chicken bake.
What's that? Capital.
Ooh, hang on, let me talk about the chicken bake. You ever heard of a Hot Pocket, Mike?
Yeah? Yes? Okay.
Make it longer. Make it bigger.
Like a burrito?
Make it big like a burrito.
Is this whole thing a song?
I'm talking big.
When did you have time to
big,
work on
crispy.
This?
It's crispy on the outside. Big hot pocket. It's like a big hot pocket.
Because I feel like we just stopped recording.
Big hot pocket. It's like a big hot pocket. Now I bet you're asking yourself right now, Mike. Ooh, what's inside that big hot pocket?
I'm mostly just asking about
it's a chicken bake. It's a chicken bake. What's in a chicken bag?
No, well, that's kind of implied.
What's in a chicken bag? I'm gonna tell you if there's some creamy Alfredo sauce. Ooh, chicken bits. Chicken breast bits. Let me break it down now. Chicken breast bits. Strips. Strips of crispy breast bits.
Wait, this is
chicken bits. crispy chicken bits. No, they're not crispy.
They are, but they're not crispy.
Crispy. Okay. They're not crispy. Let me reiterate. They're not crispy bits.
I have no idea what I'm getting into with this chicken bake.
It's a chicken bake. What if chicken you were bake.
Twirling a sign and singing the song outside the chicken.
It's got crispy outside. It's crispy outside and inside. It's got chicken.
I'm starting to think it's a chicken bake.
It's a chicken bake.
Here we go now.
It's got Caesar dressing inside. It's got bacon.
All right.
Bacon. Okay. Are you back in? There's bacon.
I heard the bacon. I'm back in.
It's a chicken bake.
Okay. Well, that's not helping. Going back to the chorus is not helping me understand.
Or is a chicken bake? Chicken bake. Chicken bake. You better go to Costco. All
right, fine.
And try the chicken bake.
Thanks for joining us this week, everyone.
Can I say there's a site here called Food Beast, and they describe... this is what they have to say about the chicken bake.
What does the backyard forum say about the chicken
bake? Let's see if the backyard chicken bake forum says anything to say about the chicken bake. It says, let me say this first. If you like your heart, it might be best to walk away while you still can. When it comes to Costco's chicken bake... chicken bake. If you hate Caesar dressing and bacon and slightly burnt bread in dizzying quantities, you're going to hate everyone for overhyping it. Okay, ass. If you love all those things, you might just die a slow, delicious death the size of a hefty Hot Pocket. Hot Pocket like a bigger Hot Pocket, big. There's still nothing more quintessentially Costco than a chicken bake. So there you go, Mike.
You know, I think I understand it perfectly.
Okay. We'll get it. We'll get one.
I don't think I want one.
You don't want one?
It doesn't... I get the appeal, but okay. It's like when you go to the fair and you think you want a deep fried Snickers bar and then you eat it and then your time slows down for a little while.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a chicken cake.
It's like a chicken cake.
When you get married, get a chicken cake. Chicken cake.
Let's find out how many calories are in a chicken bake.
Blue cheese frosting on the chicken cake.
There's 770 calories in one bake.
770 calories.
770 calories.
That's too much. How many from Saturated Boys?
770 calories. In the chicken bake.
It's not good for you.
Too much sodium in the chicken bake. Let me break it down calorie-wise. 29% fat.
Don't eat the chicken bake.
40% carbs.
Don't eat the chicken bake.
31% protein.
Eat one in the hospital.
Chicken bake.
If you eat it in the hospital, there's a better chance of you living through the chicken bake.
Let me bring it down to ingredients. Boneless, skinless, chicken breast.
Ask your doctor before you get a chicken
breast. I said boneless, skinless, chicken breast.
If you run 12 miles to the Costco,
we got
you can justify getting a chicken
breast. We got a can. Canned chicken. Canned chicken, what's canned chicken, you ask?
Chicken in a can.
It's chicken in a can. Chicken bake, got chicken from a can. Chicken from a can. Also chicken Alfredo. And there's also chicken Alfredo. Chicken Parmesan.
Chicken.
chicken parmesan.
Don't feed it to your kids. It's not real food. Make sure your kids don't know what a chicken bag is.
Lots of preservatives.
You're not raising your kids right if they know about a chicken bag.
Lots of preservatives.
Saturated fat chicken.
Preservatives.
Crispy chicken strips.
115 milligrams cholesterol.
Imagine the chicken.
38% of your daily value.
To be part of a chicken bag.
That's 230 calories.
Imagine a chicken walking happily through a farm. Next thing you know, he's in a chicken bank.
In a chicken bank. In a chicken bank. Chicken bank. Hey, let me ask. How much potassium? Zero. How much potassium? Zero. How much carbohydrates? Zero. No, there's zero carbohydrates.
How is that possible? If the outside is made out of bread.
These are the nutrition facts.
Don't argue with the facts.
Nutrition facts.
Eat one in the hospital.
That's the chicken bank. Break it down to the chicken bank.
That was Limp Bizkit with chicken bank.
So I have a friend who shall remain nameless for this purpose. We're back to spatial awareness. sometimes I'll swing my hand around to like go, oh, look at that. And they'll be on my right and it'll be like, oh, look at that. And they'll think like, oh my God. Oh. You know how close you came to my face? You almost hit me in the face.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I know where, like, I know you're standing right next to me.
Yeah.
And I know how to hit something with my hand that's close to me.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't want to hit something with my hand that's close to me,
yeah,
I have like pretty decent control over that.
So what do you think the issue is, that this person doesn't trust you at all?
I think it's like, it could be trust, yeah.
Or maybe they have like opposite of, you know how in a rear view mirror?
Yeah.
Things
seem... Objects appear closer than they are?
Yeah. Maybe they have that with their eyes. Can you have rear view mirror eyes? Can you get those at Costco? I'll take a palette of rear view mirror eyes. She's got rear mirror view eyes.
Any brothers that you ever knew. It was always summer and the future cold. We were ready for adventures and we wanted them all. There was so
am I out of line if I ask what's happening right now?
And so much time to make it real. But I can still recall the sting of all.
I'm going to say this. The chorus to the song better be hilarious. I'm telling you right now, because I'll walk off this goddamn podcast.
We were racing, we were soldiers of fortune. We got in trouble, but we sure got around.
There are times
I think I see him peeling out of the dock. I think he's right behind me now, and he's gaining ground. But it was long ago. Far away, oh God, it seems so very far. And if life is just a highway,
here comes Mike, here comes.
And the soul is just a car. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are.
have two things to say.
Chicken bake.
Objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are.
You let me know when I got the green light to go. Too long.
If somebody I like how your hand told me it was too long, too. Too long.
If somebody was like, Mike, how long did that last bit go on? That would be my answer. That was too long to wait for a payoff to that.
Let me just say that I think it has less to do with trust and more to do with the worry of something hitting you.
I truthfully forgot what we were talking about. That's how long that last.
Let me refresh your memory. Spatial awareness. Spatial awareness.
So your friend, before that song, I guess we were talking about your friend.
What do you think's going on in the backyard chicken forums, Mike?
It has to be better than this.
We've got some choices here. We can just jump right into the duck forum. We could take a dive right into the duck pond.
Uh-huh.
We can go to hobbies. Any home bakers here? You know what? Let's call Rob Fee. We'll have him choose again.
Okay.
Want to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Good bit. What do you think is going on with your friend who thinks you're going to hit him all the time?
Hi, Rob.
What are you doing?
I'm recording Dynamic Banter right now with Mike Falzone, and you're on Dynamic Banter right now. And what we're doing is we're trying to pick a backyard chickens topic.
Steve, I've been trying to get you to call me for 2 days about this amazing work thing I put in. I've been structuring an entire project around you. And I was like, I believe in my friend Steve, and I think he can do great things, and I want others to see that. I've had a team around me working around the clock to have this ready, and when you wouldn't call me for days, nothing for days, and then I finally get a call, my face lights up, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's my good friend Steve finally calling me back. Here I am on his podcast with Mike Falzone.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. I'm also available for any kind of projects that might be kicking around.
Nah.
All right. I get it, Rob. Thank you. Thank you for your time, Rob.
So what we have here, Rob, are several choices to choose from on the Backyard Chickens forum. And what we have here in the duck forum is I'm sorry, no, this isn't from the duck forum, my bad. This one is from the emergencies.
Oh my god, what kind of production is this, guys? Like, get it together.
You know what, we're gonna have to let you go.
We'll have to you know what? We might have to do this one next week.
Wait, really?
In the emergencies, diseases, injuries, and cures section of the Backyard Chickens forum, there is a thread simply titled "A Little Diarrhea."
What's the other option?
There's another one in the duck forum, and it says,
"I hope it's just various amounts of diarrhea."
More. This one says more diarrhea.
A little more diarrhea.
a moderate amount. Just get fill a bottle of Aquafina.
What do you think is a reasonable amount of diarrhea, Rob, for a chicken?
For a chicken, it's hard to tell. Like, I know for me, if, like, I have a very sensitive stomach, and so I go from zero to diarrhea real fast.
Sure. Yeah. So, how are we talking, like, minutes after you eat? We're talking hours?
I mean, I would say within 45 minutes.
That can happen to me too, actually.
Yeah. Farm to table.
Yeah, and like, I feel
farm
like
to toilet.
I just do it once. Yeah, farm to toilet. If I just do it once, it's like, okay, that wasn't bad, but I would be alarmed if it was three, maybe four times. Like, if I could fill up, I don't know, like a little mini portable cooler, I'd be worried about that.
So what if my chicken is just filling up like a NyQuil dosage cup of diarrhea?
Like a teaspoon.
No, I'm talking like four tablespoons, like three tablespoons.
Like a little, like the little cups they give you to take fluoride when you were in school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the kind you give to a small child on when they're sick.
But see, that's a concern because something is causing the chicken to have diarrhea, and their diet is so consistent. You know, with me, it could be, oh, I Jack in the Box, and it caused that. With, I hope Jack in the Box is not a sponsor. With a chicken, you're only feeding them chicken feet.
And that's just one of the topics that we could dive into if, Rob, you choose a little diarrhea as the topic for today's Backyard Chickens Forum topic. The other one is
spatial awareness.
The other one is from the duck forum, the Backyard Chickens duck section of the Backyard Chickens forum.
Okay.
And the thread is duck with swollen foot, what to do? And then
swollen foot was my favorite jazz artist.
This is alarming.
It is a little alarming, and we may never know unless you pick that one, also that one, Rob. And the third one we have is from the caged birds section of the Backyard Chickens Forum.
Oh, see, I'm already turned off by this.
And that's, it says...
Yeah, this is a free range
boy. You might want to listen to the thread title here, because I think it's rather exciting. Okay. Cockatoo bite advice.
Are they asking advice on what happens if a cockatoo bites you, or how to
get more? I think
how to bite a cockatoo.
I mean, there's only one way to find out, Rob, and that's if you choose for us to discuss cockatoo bite advice, duck with swollen foot. Yeah, go ahead.
I stepped outside for this call into my office. There's another one right across. There's a man doing woodwork over there,
uh-huh.
And he's heard me yelling out amounts of diarrhea and biting the cockatoo, and he's just glancing up every once in a while doing the thing where, like, he's trying to listen but doesn't want to know I'm listening. But now he's drinking out of a little mini cooler, and I don't know if, like... What if it's full of diarrhea?
You know what? It might be, Rob.
There's only one way to find out, and that's for you to pick a topic.
If you choose that topic, we might talk more about that.
Sir, is that full of diarrhea? I would do the cockatoo.
Wait, what did he say?
The cockatoo bite. Okay, so we're not talking about a little diarrhea. We're not talking about duck with swollen foot. We're going straight to cockatoo bite.
Yeah, I feel like I've upset a lot of people with that choice.
That's okay, Rob. But you know what? You're the master of this domain, and I appreciate your participation in this segment on the show.
Speaking of which, Rob, get your free domain at Squarespace.
You can get your free domain at Squarespace, Rob.
Whoa, tell me more.
I will. All right, Rob. Well, listen, I promise I'll call you when I'm done with the podcast so we can talk about...
Whatever. If I was Brookstone Linens, you would have called me back. Are they a sponsor of the show?
Rob, you're a sponsor of my heart.
Didn't like it.
Would that pay for your heart? Is that what? I don't understand.
All right,
analogy.
Rob. Well,
what do I do?
Thank you so much for helping us choose the
Backyard
Chicken Forum, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you for your time, Rob. Thank you.
What is this?
So good to hear from Rob.
So,
chicken food.
Let's talk about cockatoo bite advice. P peacock feather who's chilling with his peeps. Says, I've had a U2 for about 6 years.
U2 is my favorite band.
He's a rescue, and I'm not his first owner. Overall, he's a good bird, but sometimes he will bite that. And then in, hold on. In parentheses, it says,
talking about the same thing.
In parentheses, hold on. I'm going to read the whole sentence. No, I think Rob chose correctly. Oh, no. I think someone accidentally a word in this one. Accidentally several words. Here's the whole sentence, okay? Overall, he's a good bird, but sometimes he will bite that, so come out of nowhere. But there's an addition to this sentence that I skipped, which is in parentheses between that and so, it says seems. So let me read it now with the parenthetical. Overall, he's a good bird, but sometimes he will bite that seems, so come out of nowhere.
I think I'm with him so far.
He is very playful and typically in very good spirits, but every 4 to 6 months, I'll get a very aggressive bite. I don't react, typically placing
you set your watch by it. You can set your watch bite.
By it. Typically placing him in his cage without any further comment. The bites...
Wait, so you're not going to talk to him at all?
They're not even going to talk about it. They don't... When the bird bites him, they don't even talk about it. You're well, there's your first problem.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
That's your first problem.
Talk to your bird.
You know what? Yeah, talk to your bird. Honestly, from dynamic banter to you, talk to your bird. The bites typically break the skin and can be quite painful. Well, we'll put him back in his cage then.
Not a word. Send him right to bed without even a word.
I have noticed I'll get a bite around spring when he is particularly hormonal, which can be expected, of course. I know when I'm horny, I bite. But any other bite seems to be very random. I've tried a sleeping cage, which did help for a while. What do you think? Mike, really quick.
Yeah. You know
what? Mike, what do you think?
You know how you slide newspaper under a normal bird's cage?
Yeah.
You slide a Lisa mattress under this one. Promo code banter.
A sleep-in cage. Which did help for a little while, but recently while moving him from his sleeping cage in the morning, received a bite twice within a single week. I'll get a warning sign after he's perched on my hand and gives me a stink eye kind of look a moment before launching into a bite, always landing in the thumb area.
Maybe just watch your thumbs around the bird.
I was wondering if anyone has experience with this who have any advice to share, inclusive of a training exercise I could try, perhaps. I am his only handler, and the last thing I want is to somehow be knowingly promoting this vice.
I have a training exercise for this guy. So you're going to want to do one rep of this to train your bird. You bring him to the store. And you say, can I return this bird? And then you don't have a bird after that.
Mike, let me tell you a little bit about something called MeUndies. MeUndies is the best underwear on the planet. Need proof?
Yes, please.
We'll go to their site. and look at pictures of people in their underwear. That's right. If you want to see pictures of people in their underwear.
We're talking fully in their underwear.
We're talking choned up boys and girls. I'm talking chonies.
Choners.
That's comfort.
Chicken. Stare at the choners.
Then order a pair. Then order a pair after you look at those chones. And feel for yourself.
That's cream chone.
Because it's National Underwear Month!
Congratulations. Ding, 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 ding. Guys, we made it. 2017, we didn't think we were going to get to National Underwear Month.
Hey,
Trump's America.
You know that there's... you know that there's undies for boy and girl. For the boys, MeUndies features a diamond-seamed pouch that cradles your jewels and gives your stuff the support it needs without feeling too tight. And for the ladies, MeUndies features soft black seams that minimize slippage without sacrificing style. They're also super comfy in every cut, bikini, thong, boy short, or cheeky brief. And guys, it's National Underwear Month, so it's time to try MeUndies risk-free. Buy them, try them. If the feel-good, silky-smooth, downright dreamy embrace of MeUndies isn't for you, guess what? They're free.
Sounds goop.
Now until August 31st, you can get 20% off your first pair, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. MeUndies.com/banter. It's MeUndies.com/banter.
That sounds great. Go slip into some nice ooh yes.
Mike, have you ever heard of a little something that I like to call Squarespace?
I absolutely, yes, I have.
Guys, this summer is the perfect time to create your own beautiful website. And it's also the perfect time to get a custom domain or create a website. Hey, or both. Turn your cool idea into a hot new website and make a splash with a brand new website for your business. And those are all summer buzzwords. With Squarespace, you can create a beautiful website to showcase your work, blog, or publish content, sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online business, hey, and you can announce an upcoming event or special project.
Make a heat wave with your new website. Have a lollipop and sit on the beach with your brand new Mega Splash page with your website.
Your website's going to be a scorcher through Squarespace.
Your website's going to be hot like this summer. It's very hot summer.
Statistically, scientists say it gets hotter in the summer. Squarespace gives you those beautiful templates created by world-class designers. A powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell stuff. It's the ability to customize the look and feel, settings, products, and more. Just a few clicks. So easy. Everything's optimized for mobile, so you don't have to worry about, oh, no, I got to do this on my desktop machine.
Does it look beautiful on desktop? Yes. Does it look beautiful on an iPad? Yes. Does it look beautiful on your phone? Yes.
Does it look beautiful on your T-Mobile Razor Blade? Yes.
Does it look beautiful on your television?
How's it look on your Game Boy Color? Check it out. Guys, all sorts of people use Squarespace. I'm talking furniture, producers. Gamers, lawyers.
Me.
So check out squarespace.com, register a domain name, and start your free website or online store trial. Hey, and when you're ready to go, when you're ready to take the plunge.
Make a summer.
When you're ready to jump into a summer's bath, a summer's tub, use that offer code BANTER and save 10% off your website. That's squarespace.com. MikeFalzone.com.
Guys, go check out MikeFalzone.com if you want to see Squarespace at work. It's been working for me for years.
And Mike, I love your website. All right, let's find out what's going on with that cockatoo. We've got a response from Old Hen Likes Dogs, and they sit with the chickens, which means they're a premium member.
How do you explain this podcast to somebody? How do you explain it? Hey, Jimmy, you gotta listen to this podcast.
It Why? Is all the fuck over the place.
Why should I listen to that podcast?
Hey, remember you said you had a real issue with ADD? You're gonna love this podcast. Hey, do you want to feel like you've got a fever, but you don't have the symptoms of a fever? Listen to Dynamic Banter.
Why does your friend think you're gonna hit him all the time?
Old Hen Likes Dog says, my Amazon started biting me about 10 years ago. Well, you should go Amazon Prime. Then you won't have to worry about it. Since we're both females, I am the competition. I've stopped handling her with my bare hands, and I use a stick.
Strike one!
My husband, who she loves...
I fully stopped picking her up, and now I hit her with a stick every once in a while.
No. She holds...
I get it,
The bird with the stick!
Just keep going.
My husband, who she loves, doesn't get bit, and he can do anything with her.
Even not hit her with a stick. And he still likes her.
He can do anything, Mike. Parrots are moody creatures that we keep in an... sorry, this is already the response from Old Hen. Same place. Parrots are moody creatures that we keep in an unnatural manner. I'm not sure if you can stop random bites. It can help to work on your up training to try to stay dominant.
Don't.
And to make sure your bird is never higher than you.
Interesting.
Maybe just cut back on the bong rips.
Coming down off of Xanax.
I make sure to exercise my bird daily by making her flap her wings until she's tired. Well, that sounds like torture.
It does. Flap your wings.
Flap your wings. In order to burn off extra energy and build some muscle.
Flap your wings. Keep flapping your wings. Flap your wings till you're tired.
Yeah, keep flapping. Yeah, flap those wings.
Goddamn wings.
Don't stop.
Good burn doesn't stop. Don't eat.
Keep flap. Don't stop flapping. Keep flapping those wings. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah, keep flapping. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, keep going. Yeah, that's a good one. Almost done. Yeah. Keep flapping. Flap your wings. 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 Flap your wings.
And you get bit. That's how that ends. So I guess do that less. Thank you.
And that's that.
And we're back.
Birds are especially moody during the breeding season, and mood changes are to be expected. You may just need to expect occasional biting, and we'll have to decide if you want to continue to handle your bird during these moody times. My parrot is finally mellowing out a bit after 25 years of age, humble brag, but I don't think I will ever trust her enough to hold her directly on my hand anymore. That last bite was deep and painful, and I don't want to feel that ever again. It's almost as if those birds don't want to be in cages.
Or love you. It's almost like the birds don't love you.
It's weird that when you keep a bird, like, you know, birds fly, right?
You ever clip a bird's wings and then wonder why it bites you? .com.
Have you kept a bird inside your house and it's angry for some reason?
You ever keep a bird because you want to look at it?
Flippers. Anyways. Peacock Feather responds, yeah, I can relate. I never keep them higher than me. All right, so let's get that out of the way. Nor do I ever keep them on my shoulder. What are you, nuts? It's unfortunate that these bites are mostly random, and I'm wondering if it's dominance or territorial behavior, and if there's a way to reestablish that.
Like, put them outside and see if they like that better?
Maybe put them in a tree. I'm also not sure if this was just a vice that he has had since before I owned him, maybe when he was able to fly free in the nature, and his past owners failed to address it or somehow reinforced it. I have thought about handling him with a stick only.
You think the past owners reinforced bite behavior? Or do you think the past owners got rid of the bird because it bit people? Also, do you think the bird would be happier outside or in small cage?
The hair of the bird that bit you.
Can't hit the broadside of a bird with a stick.
But I feel like as much as it would lessen the chance of getting bit, it's not doing much to tackle the source of improving said behavior. It's very frustrating dealing with an outburst with such little warning. Unless outburst. I'm missing some... It's almost as if it's an animal. Unless I'm missing some key behavior prior to him getting onto my hand. Nonetheless, I really appreciate your advice. Thank you. It's almost as if these are wild animals we're talking about here. Old Hen Likes Dogs responds saying... Who still sits with the chicken, says... Premium member, BYC friend, BYC spirit. That's about 15,000 posts since July 16th, 2015. That's 3,455 likes and 436 medals.
Congratulations.
Things to watch for is pinpointing or irises, bobbing, and raising his crest. I would never pick him up when he appears excited. Some are very territorial with their cages, sleeping cages, awake cages.
Johnny cages.
And stands and bites could be him defending his territory. Maybe after he's removed from his cage with a stick, you could swap back to your hand. Quick, maybe the bird won't notice that there's a stick instead of your hand. I don't consider using a stick as giving up, naturally, but as a way for me to be able to handle my bird with continued confidence. You want to be able to handle your bird with confidence.
Do you bring a stick from nature into the house too?
You rub it, you rub the nature in its face.
So you also capture nature. You break a stick off.
What
a tree.
Other things from nature do you trap in your dungeon? You got some plants in there? You got a lion? You keep a lion in your study?
See if the lion wants to hold the bird.
You got an elephant in your guest house? Is that an elephant in your guest house, or are you just happy to see me, Mike?
Do you have a guest in your elephant house?
What's the elephant in the room in your guest house? Parrots are very intelligent and can be caught. Oh, they're very intelligent, which means they know they're trapped and can be taught many things. Teaching them to control their emotions can be as difficult as teaching us humans to control ours.
Take them away from what they're used to and then teach them to control their emotions to make you more comfortable.
I want to know if you'd refrain from biting a giant bird that kept you in a cage.
A little territorial.
Would you be angry at a giant bird keeping you inside a cage? Hopefully someone else has better advice, and I'll tell you what, there's no other responses to that thread. So that's it.
I think don't have a bird was the best response.
Birds should fly, don't they?
You know what I like about all the backyard chickens people?
What's that, boy?
Is that for the most part, they just have chickens hanging around in their backyard. That's nice. Keeping the chickens safe.
Yeah, that's
probably prolonging their life. They're walking around. They're having a gush time. They're not in a cage or anything.
Yeah.
100% not in a cage. Sometimes, probably. I'm sure some chickens are. I don't know nothing. And that's why we read this, because I don't know nothing about nothing. It's important to learn about different walks of life, and that's what we do.
I agree, Mike. I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's important for us to learn that there are other people out there.
Yeah, and it being hilarious is just an added side
note. It certainly is. Let's open up some mail really quick before we do a history row. We're running over time here. No, I got a baby here.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't either. And this one's from Third Wave Global. Doesn't have a... name a boy or girl's name on it.
All right. Sounds cool.
Can you be quiet, please, while I do this?
What's up with your shirt, man? It's Freddy Got Fingered, the 13th.
Wow. This is crazy. Okay.
What? Is this not good? Bad thing or good thing?
Wow, there's nothing.
Bad or good
thing? There's literally, it doesn't even say who it's from.
What does it say? Say, eat dicks, Mike and Steve.
It says I can, it's an Amazon.
What are you holding right now?
And I'm opening up my Amazon app, and it says you can learn more about your gift. Like,
Siri, tell us more about this gift. Alexa?
Daniel.
Did Maud ever tell you that she has that thing where she can't be around, like, really detailed collectible things?
Because they're terrifying to her?
She would flip out with that spider alien thing that you have.
Oh, yeah.
She would flip the fuck out. Also, if that thing ever moved, I would never come back here again.
All right. Well, I can't. It doesn't say who it's from. It doesn't say anything at all.
This has been History Road.
Oh, wait. Hang on. There's one more thing.
Ooh, excuse me.
That's a new yet. Oh, here we go. Okay. Gets keep boys at Dynamic Banter and First Time Show. Enjoy putting McDonald's on your salad, chips, or wherever. No judgments. Hope you enjoy. Oh, it's from Baxhorn.
Oh, hi, Baxhorn.
And it's Big Mac sauce.
What? They make that? They sell that?
It looks like it's from Canada.
Oh, that's crazy, man. Canada's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Canada's great.
Canada has it going on.
So, Baxhorn, you're the best. Thank you.
Look at this. Wow. They sell straight up Big Mac sauce. Sandwich sauce.
You know what the best part about this is? That it's been in Owen's car for like 5 days.
Oh, that's the best. Oh, it's good.
Owen kept it in his car. It
says here, don't keep in car. No, I wouldn't.
It says, don't keep in Owen's car.
Do not freeze, refrigerate after opening. Well, maybe because the seal's
not fine.
Broken?
Yeah, it's fine.
I wouldn't eat it.
But, I'm going to. You eat should. The fuck out of it. Thank you, Baxhorn.
Yeah, thank you. Let's get a victory time.
Thanks, Baxhorn. And that's it for mail today. I haven't been to the P.O. box in several days, so it's my bad.
History.
This History Road comes from Ian Gregory Blaine, and he says, ooh, pick me.
That's a pretty British name.
Ian Gregory Blaine.
Ian Gregory Blaine.
Ian Gregory Blaine went for walkies on 6 September. Hi, Mike and Steve. I've been listening to this podcast since episode 1, and I've followed everyone from SourceFed for years, and so it would mean a lot to me if you read my story. I've been posting this story for a while, hoping that you'd read it on the show, and I probably will until you do.
Thank you for your patience.
My name is Ian Gregory Blaine, and also please don't send us stories over and over again, because, you know, I don't like it.
You made Steve upset.
And baby born boy, my name is Ian Gregory Blaine, and baby born boy, have I got a story for you. First off, yesterday I was listening to episode 50, the time where Steve almost died, while I was in my car. I was in the left lane, and I literally almost died, because the person in the right lane decided that I wasn't in the left lane, which I was, but not to worry, I'm okay.
And welcome back to spatial awareness.
But not to worry, I'm okay, and his insurance should cover everything. But still, I did tell him, hey, shh, don't.
Got him.
Hit me with your car again. I'll tell you a story that happened to me a long time ago, and this takes place at Five Guys, the hamburger place with the 50-pound potato bags that absolutely no one buys. One Friday, my coworker came up to me and asked me, hey, we heard the boss was out of town. We also heard that he gave you the company credit card,
we also heard that we were hungry. And I'm like, fine, I'll go get everyone a burger. Just wait here. So I go up to order, and I say, mumble, mumble. Well, there's David and Kevin. Probably wants one. Oh, isn't it bring your kids to work day? Oh, right. No one at the office has kids. I still want to Google that when I get home. Yeah, I'll take, whispers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 18 double meat burgers. Everything on it. I don't know. Do I want fries with that? What's that? Oh, I'm holding up your drive-thru. When I come inside, can I at least skip the line? No? Okay, I understand. So I go inside and I say, I'll take 18 double meat burgers with bacon and 18 orders of fries. I hadn't been to Five Guys before, and some of you that had would know how much of a mistake that was. And a Diet Coke. I don't even drink soda. I just thought I would never get the opportunity to order 18 burgers and a Diet Coke again.
Smart.
She says, your order number is 78. And I say, okay. And I sit down until I see the far wall with the dispensers, and I think, everyone's going to want ketchup. I go and get my 3 billion ketchups, two at a time, from the squishy lever and sit down.
Wait a minute. That was a mistake for sure. You got to know not to get a million little things of ketchup.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
Do you have a fridge in your workplace? Because I guarantee there's a full expired ketchup in there. Because it's a work fridge. There's nothing else in there.
No, of course not. I wait for like 5 minutes and the lady goes, 78? Real polite like. Like she cared about my order, which was nice, but I thought my order number was 76, which had already been called when I was pushing the squishy lever.
Turns out the guy before me got 17 double bacon, double cheeseburgers.
Not paying attention, so I don't get up. I keep waiting. 2 minutes later, 78! Slightly louder. These burgers are getting cold. 3 more minutes goes by. 78! Kind of loud, like it's a small restaurant. Everyone heard you the first, surely by the second time. There's no need to get any louder, other than the fact that they would be really pissed if they had cooked that many burgers and large fries for absolutely no one. Around this time, I have two first simultaneous thoughts. The first being, boy, that person better pick up their burgers. She's getting kind of pissed. And secondly, you know, it's been like 15 minutes. Where are my burgers? Why did they miss my order? Because by this point, the lady is like, 85, 86, your orders are ready. 2 more minutes go by, and I see this lady let out a big sigh, an audible sigh. You want to do it, Mike? And I see her fill up her lungs, which is never a good thing if you consciously have to fill up your lungs before you say something. And said, 78! At this point, even the people who have their burgers are digging through the bag to check their order numbers. I'm like, well, I know mine is 76, so there's no need to check. And the look of death and despair fell upon my face as I realized that not only had I made that nice lady in the entire restaurant very upset, but that in order to get my burgers, I had to reveal my identity. And it is not a good day for me. My order number... Oh, it's not a good day for Mr. Order Number 78. So I can tell she is done. I don't have that long before she takes the bags and takes them off the counter and puts like $70 worth of food into the jar. So I get up, and at this point, the lady says, defeated, you must be Order 92. Would you like ketchup with that? And starts to hand me my bag. And I say, you put ketchup in the bag? Ah, brain, stay focused on the task at hand. So I say, no, I'm Order 78. No, I'm Order 78. Mumbles, what? I'm Order 78. And she very quickly turns off that fake smile on her face, because I am not very popular. Well, actually, I'm arguably the most popular person in the restaurant.
Probably.
Everyone knew who I was, so popular isn't the right word to use. I wasn't very appreciated. And the worst part of it is that there was so much food that I had to walk out of the restaurant in shame and then come in the restaurant 2 more times to get my food. And then I left. And that's where the story ended. Until about a year later when I went into Five Guys for the first time since I moved, and I look up and see that lady, and she remembers me. She was required to be nice to all of her patrons, so she said, your order number is 34, okay? And I said, okay. And as I went to get my ketchups from the squishy lever, I look, and she has literally given her shift to someone else, just so that she could stare at me and make sure that I got my order. Lady, if you ever hear this, I'm sorry. Thanks for listening to my story. Ian Gregory Blaine.
Well, Ian, I think we all learned something very valuable here today, and that is about spatial awareness.
Well, guys, that's it. Mike, you gotta plug some shit.
what's today, Friday?
The
19th, which is tomorrow, Saturday, I'll be keeping my own space about me with my friends, in close proximity to my friends at the Comedy Palace in San Diego. Me, Elliot Morgan, Matthew Delman are going to be in San Diego at the Comedy Palace. So come to that. On the 21st, I have a phone call with somebody. Pretty open next week if anybody wants to hire me for anything. On the 25th, I got a show at the Garage Chronicles. I'll be putting a flyer in Pasadena. I'll be putting a flyer up soon. I think Delman and Elliot are also with that show. Pasadena Garage Chronicles. It's literally in somebody's garage.
Pasadena.
On the 28th, it's definitely not Star Search over there at the Hollywood Improv in the lab. That's Delman show. And on the 31st, the first Friends of Friends show at the Improv Lab in the lab in the Hollywood Improv. So important that you come. So important that we have a good turnout at that show so we could show them that we could have a kick-ass show every month, that we keep it going, that we keep growing it. And get awesome people. I might ask Tom Green to do that at some point.
Cool, man.
Like, yeah, hit me up. You're a nice guy. Blah,
dude,
blah,
that's
blah.
Awesome.
He sent me a real nice message today.
Well, I'll mention him today on the show.
Oh, yeah, please do. Yeah,
I'll mention,
you have a great
I'll mention
time.
Your name.
Such a nice gentleman.
Is Lee's last name Delman now?
I don't know. I don't think so, yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah. Lee Delman.
It just sounds like you're talking about both of them.
You know Lee Delman?
You know Lee Delman.
I'm going to hang out with Lee Delman later.
Let's see.
You know, we're going to get food. Lee Delman.
Everyone was there. Elliot, Mike, Zoya, Lee Delman.
Dude, the other day, Owen and Lee Delman and I went to go see a movie.
So there were three of you see, or two
a,
of
no,
you?
No, no, no. It was a Lee Delman.
It was a small version of
Lee Delman.
Matt Delman.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. So much fun. So much times. Every Friday is when you can catch us. And
go ahead and rate and review us, especially if you've never done that before. Rate and review on iTunes. It really helps us out. And there's one.
Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll catch you next time on Dynamic Brish.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.